Hello everybody, welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com and today is Wednesday. It's February 8th, 2023 and it is 12:59 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. Nano Silver orders shipped yesterday. Some of you are getting your packages as early as tomorrow. Seems like things are shipping a little quicker. Next packaging day is tomorrow and next shipping day is coming on Friday. My partner New sent in the articles that have all been formatted into the newsletter. It's around 84 pages at this moment. And the numbers came in. One of the six magnitude earthquakes. That's the fewest that we've had since 2018. So we've had at least 1.6 in week 49, going back for the last 8 years. Then 21 of the five magnitude earthquakes. It's the same number that we saw in 2021. There's only one lower value that we've had back in 2016, so this is the descending pattern. See, we're in the mid to upper 20s, and we had this 30 from last cycle, but the 21 is on the downside. You know, these numbers are going up because of what's going on in Turkey, Syria region. 256, that's the lowest number we've seen since 2019. On the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. You get a full report on that tomorrow. Then for the last 24 hours, two of the deep quakes underneath the Fiji side. There's one here, 4.0, just south of Japan. Show you the fuller pattern. Well, I did want to show you, let's go over the full week and let's eliminate the smaller quakes because there is a pattern. See the five magnitude earthquakes, the older ones, and this one that just struck, showing energy going this direction. Kind of like what's going on with Turkey, not as dramatic and as obvious. So what's going on? It was pretty easy to see that something was going to happen from about December 21st to until this happened. As the magma wave action was just reversed. So this energy should be similar situation over there. We should be seeing the red and the white on the way back to the origination zone. It's showing opposite here also. But does that mean we're going to get a giant strike like over here? Not saying that. But it does. We'll watch to see if the fives move in here first. And we had quite a bit of precursor activity just before this one. These two big sevens struck over here. But we'll see. So the energy right now is in Central America. It looks like that it might be trying to move north. We had a lot of false alarms for this region. We should have already been struck here with something pretty big. And I keep holding my breath, and then we keep getting missed out in the U.S. West Coast. And obviously this is where the news is. Still a lot of aftershock activity taking place. Again, you'll get a full report on that tomorrow. So what's crossing my desk for today, which this is a what's going on in Turkey, still pretty big news. It was up here at the top, but then Iran threatens to turn New York City into hellish ruins. This could easily happen. Seems like it's going to be electromagnetic pulse, though. Electromagnetic weapon. It's going to take down the city. The nations that want to bring down America, they actually, China, Russia, they don't want to come in and take over a destroyed place. Electromagnetic pulse is the way to go. And then Mad Max does much of your work for you. The only reason you want to rush any troops in is if you want to eliminate them, undesirable elements that you want to take out, then you send them in right away, then you cut off their supply, and you don't have to worry about your undesirable elements anymore, because they're going to be eaten in a meat grinder, pretty much. But this looks like Iran's not really happy. And making threats against the great Satan. But the war theme is leading the charge as we're coming up to outside orbital position. U.S. behind Nord Stream sabotage, which we already know that. And the story, this story is shaken out precisely the way that I expected. With the wargaming that was going on over there in June. And the Americans were all over the place. And then that's whenever they set the charges. And then they detonated whenever they felt like it. And it's just a little amazing to me that the UK, the lady that was in charge there, who ran herself off, got saying a little bit too much on this topic. It's kind of surprised me that they even involved themselves. Because the Americans are the one that did it, in my view. Then this article actually says 10,000 killed in Turkey earthquakes. But then this update came in, the estimates are 20,000 already. And they're going to keep pulling bodies out of the rubble over there for quite some time. French trade deficit doubles. This is very common. And it's going to be because of the price of fuel. So as soon as you jack up the price of the diesel, the gas, the hydrocarbon, that's the basis for everything in the economy. So it's part of the production, then it's part of the transportation, it's part of, well, everything. It's part of the plastics. And the price starts going up, then right from the bottom, the basic out of the farmer that has to have the diesel to produce crops for his tractors and things, then the price has to go up the food chain. So through the production line and then through the delivery, the transportation, everybody has to raise their prices, and then the consumer ends up having to pay for everything. All each price increase that comes up through the pipeline has to be paid at the end of the line by the consumer, which means the prices, that's why prices can easily double because of so many steps that are involved with keeping our civilization going and how everything's interconnected. And we're watching as that interconnectivity is being broken down around the world. So the Americans in particular, they like to depend on China. They like to depend on anybody else that does things just a little bit cheaper. And nations are going to have to, they're going to be finding themselves doing things themselves, which is going to make the prices go sky high. At the same time that you can't pack the illegals in here fast enough to take over the jobs for Americans that are being displaced out of the workplace just because of the vax, the biological weapon and the vax taking people out. That number was, what, a month ago, 2 months ago, it was 7,500 a day. That number is going to be increasing. And it's not just Japan's trade deficit hits record high. French trade deficit doubles. Common theme. What's going on around the world? Food shortages are starting to become quite serious all over the planet. Mike Snyder, Economic Collapse blog. And that's an understatement. But more and more, here's Reuters admitting hunger crisis in America. This is the story from yesterday. The world heading into a wider war. Saber rattling, going to outside orbital position. That's what's happening. The whole world, 30 days from now, that we could be looking at a whole different world. Based on what happens. You know, the world changed at the end of the Winter Olympics and then the start of World War III over there with whenever Putin started taking Ukraine back. I'm expecting things to step up to the next level as we're passing through outside orbital position again on this cycle. This is the Iranian threat. U.S. behind Nord Stream. So, with Germany and Poland, I think those are the two keys to watch in Europe for being attacked by Putin, particularly. And with the tank movement, into the theater to help Ukraine, particularly the Americans and the Germans, then for me, all the tanks in the world is not going to make any difference. But that's the narrative that inspires Putin to clear his throat and say, okay, it's time for us to start attacking you guys. And he'll do that through action rather than telegraphing what he's about to do. Because he's already issued all the warnings. And the Americans just seem like, what do we have to do to get you to attack us? That's the way it appears. Anyway. Update on what's going on with the big quakes. 20,000 dead. 5,600 buildings. So whenever that magma wave action goes through there, and now the magma wave action is generally, I'm warning about this every year, but usually it's a month into the lull period. But what happened with this series of events is the magma wave action pushing to the east back in the origination zone met the unzipping phenomenon coming through China, moving west out to the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. So we should expect that to continue. And now the region west along quarter three is in the crosshairs. French trade deficit. And then they have to, that's increased debt. And then that increased debt, like with the Americans, the interest has to be paid. And the interest rates are going up because globally all the rates are going up. Everything's becoming more expensive as far as servicing debt, which means less money to go back into the nation individually. So this is with the derivatives bubble that's going to pop, the debt bubble, then the world is on the brink of an economic collapse like none that we've seen in our lifetimes. The food shortages. And expect gigantic migrations of people in Africa, which is already happening, but it's continuing to get worse. And many people don't even realize, even though it's in the news about the food, they don't realize just how bad things are going to get. Because we've been going through last year's reserves of food. But then, whenever it's time to restock that, then the farmers are going to realize, I have to take these higher diesel prices. I have the higher fertilizer costs. I have all these higher costs. At the same time, then you have the corrupt governments that are paying people not to plant. Laser spacecraft, surgery, nuclear power, secrets of Mayan civilization, how Russian scientists changed the world. And this reminds me of, I was writing commentary for Gary, who sent in some Bible questions for the Mystery Report newsletter. I know I can get to that. But this takes me back to Ecclesiastes 1, start at 9. There's nothing new. There's nothing new here. Civilizations have come before us. All of this has been done before. We're doing things already been done. Multiple times. Biggest stock market crash of all time is coming. Gregory. And then I was checking out what happens when people get desperate. More and more people are becoming desperate in our environment. So we had to go to town yesterday to get your packages shipped and other things. And the thing that I noticed going through the Piggly Wiggly, the grocery store, is that we hadn't been there in a while because somebody was, let's just say, out of state and had just returned. So we had to go. We had quite a bit of restocking to do. So she had a cart, I had a cart. And we were putting food, getting stocked up. And, we live in the next county over. And we don't go to town. Into town. To the grocery store and all that. Very often, just once or twice a month is what we try to do. And so we were putting quite a bit into the cart, and I'm practicing what I'm preaching to you guys to be mindful and aware of what's going on in your environment. And that means making contact with people, and you can kind of get a feel of people. And the thing that I noticed most yesterday is people with very small amounts of food in their cart and people checking us out because we had so much. And most of the people that were pushing their carts around, you could tell that they were having to make decisions about each purchase, and they were having to scrutinize whether to get this or whether to get that, or whether you could tell. And people that have more are being eyeballed by people that have less, especially around the meat section, and I'm just saying. And what it's really important to continue to monitor your environment and to watch how things are changing in your environment, because that's where the threat's going to come from the environment. And more people are becoming more desperate all the time. And there's a psychology to what's going on around us, but many times people don't mind taking from people who they feel have something. So they're not going to miss it if they've got a lot, so we're going to steal from them. It's like stealing from the richer neighborhood type of thing. And so we have to be kind of careful in the way that we're interacting with others in the environment. And keep your, I can't stress it enough, like out on the African, out in the, Africa, with the gazelles and the lions, I think the gazelle with his head down is a target. Those that have their head up and looking around, that freezes the predator in their environment. So whenever you eyeball them, that's helping keep them at bay. And monitoring what's going on, you can tell a busy mind, you see, there's a lot of things you can read if you're skilled. You see inflections and different things going on in your environment. It can help you identify threats. But the important thing is keep your head up and be awake and aware. And you generally want to go to town in pairs or in more. And then whenever you're loading your cart and you're on, and even on your way home and everything like that, then you're monitoring your environment, see if you're being followed home. It's happening to people. It's happening to people every single day in our environment here in the United States. You know, obviously in other places. Just wanted to stop. And it was a thing that I was noticing is a lot of looks from a lot of people. And then I'd look back and I look in their cart and I go, oh my goodness, these people are having to make hard choices. That's one of the reasons that we're seeing more food on the shelves, because it's still there because people can't afford it. That's what's happening. Navy releases images. There's a lot of disinformation coming in on this particular story. You guys know the bottom line. And I still hear Mike Adams and other people about what China's going to do, the electromagnetic pulse. It's not China that's going to do that. That's the smokescreen. The electromagnetic pulses are going to be blamed on Russia and China and everything else. But it's going to happen because it's going to be NSA contractors working with Russia and working with China. So the doom of America is already sealed. It's already been planned. And the global military industrial complex and the global intelligence community, they already know. They're in on it. They were in on the 9/11 inside job. They're in on this pandemic. That's why they're all singing the same lies as Biden is. And I think there's only one, if I kept it up, article here on Biden's speech and all that. The whole thing's a freaking lie. And if that's all they're going to, didn't even watch it. Because I know. I already know ahead of time. And generally, I look at the information to decipher and disseminate for you guys. Every single thing that the guy is going to say is a freaking lie. And it's blatantly obvious what's going on. You should be able to see through that smoke screen already. And everything, from the unemployment, everything, is way worse than what they're saying it is. The plot thickens now at 6 balloons. Pretty soon it's going to be like the song, 99 balloons. They've been using these balloons for a long time. And this would not even be in the news unless it was caught and photographed and then the administration had to produce a response. They're kind of caught flat-footed on it. Then U.S. consumers hit a brick wall. December credit growth craters as interest rates soar. So more and more people are having to service more and more debt. At the same time, the IRS proposes a new program to crack down on waiters, tips, and other service industries. What a joke. And even if they gave the IRS $78,000 more. Agents, doesn't seem that they could catch. They're like 3 years behind and getting further and further behind on just processing, just doing the paperwork, much less going after, even going after people with tips and things like that for their tips. Catholic schoolboy who was kicked out of school, remember this story? For saying that there's only two genders, which there are. He decides he's going to go back to school. And so he got arrested at school. Transgenders using the girls' bathrooms and things like that. This, I admired a kid standing up. Education board member gets booted after defending Constitution, speaking out against socialism, championing traditional American values. That's what's, you know, obviously going on in our environment, where up is down and right is wrong, and injustice and lawlessness is everywhere, just galloping, rampant everywhere. Biden's State of the Union address, five top moments. I can't imagine that there's, yeah, he's a liar. Could have told you that 2 weeks ago. They're just going to keep on lying too. The questions I want the chief medical officer to answer about why we are vaccinated babies against COVID. Well, it's a pretty easy answer. That's how genocide works. They go after everybody. COVID jab spike protein gets delivered to all bodily organs, resulting in hyper-accelerated aging. That's what's happening right now. Just people that have the Herald strain. Spike protein moving about the body, destroying female reproductive, all the organs of the body. Premature aging. So that regimen that I shared with you, it's likely that we all, that's what I'm doing. That's likely, I stayed on my heart regimen, even though all my numbers are good. You know, everything's really, really good, you know, with all that. But I'm staying on it. Even taking 2 tablespoons of aloe juice with, I have taken it down to just once a day. I do that in the morning. Then I do the other heart treatment in the evening. But then, all the other good things to keep. I really, really want to be around whenever, you know, the last Trump sounds. Doing everything possible. Staying on my nanosilver regimen. Staying on my sodium borate. And I'm looking over at the shelf at my vitamin D3, K2, and vitamin C's and everything else. My lysine, probiotics. Doing everything possible. One of the best things that you can be doing, I mean, you guys know I'm a researcher, I'm not a medical doctor, but lysine. Your body heals 4 times faster with the amino acid in your system. Binds to the protein, it creates hooks for easy, smooth cell division and cellular reconstruction. Amino L-lysine. Just look it up, and it's way, way inexpensive. Just adding that can help with those effects. Then Nancy Mace rips into fired Twitter officials over COVID censorship, meant she has devastating side effects. That's, you know, she's not dead yet, so she still has a voice. Buffalo Bills co-owner suffers aphasia and significant memory loss following cardiac arrest Very healthy 18-year-old athlete who suffered from cardiac arrest during a basketball game. He died. Well, this is, I can give you thousands of stories like that. And it's happening every single day. Then this has been shared with you quite a number of times, but it's worth sharing again. SPARS Pandemic 2025. Echo chambers. Vax opposition. All these links are posted in the newsletter for supporters. And answering emails at the website every day at the tarot@tarot03.com. And I'm just a little bit surprised at the number of you that said you've been following me for years. Somebody says too, right from the start, you know, for the last decade, and you're not newsletter subscribers. It's only $25 per year. And then you can be writing to me at the special email address set up for supporters. And we can communicate more in real time. And then you get discounts on your NanoSilver. And you get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained. I mean, there's so many benefits just for $25 per year. Italian bakery to make bread with insect powder. I don't want to have anything to do with insects. Insect powder and stuff. Division and disorder threaten the U.S. Kissinger. In my book, Kissinger's a bad guy. And he's talking about cohesion, that there's no cohesion for facing the challenges. But for me, this is a gigantic smokescreen story, because there is a great amount of cohesion, more than is visible to the naked eye, by the elite monsters working behind the scenes, coordinating with the media moguls, you know, the corrupt government officials, the genocidal monsters, the vax companies that are all DARPA companies. They are working together for the genocide of the global population and the destruction of the United States, the global military-industrial complex, the global intelligence community, the global Baxter cartel, their eugenics monsters. They're all working together. Great cohesion. But this is a response to the propaganda, the division with the race and everything, George Floyd, all the way down the line, to divide and conquer the people. That's what he's addressing. And this guy epitomizes the elite. So he's addressing what they are showing you. The smokescreen that they're showing you, that's what he's addressing. He's not talking about the monsters that are working for our destruction. Associated Press and U.S. military intelligence joined forces to discredit viral and the death suddenly trend. Now this story was put here strategically, right behind what Kissinger's talking about. Because the Associated Press and the U.S. military intelligence, they are working with perfect cohesion. The monsters that are working against us are working together in concert all around us. And of course, for us to point it out, then we're crazy. We're nuts. We're conspiracy theorists. Tensions rise as Iran threatens Israel. You know, Iran is a focal point here. Iran, in Iraq, in OPEC, plus, are all going to BRICS. Israel's not. The Iran is really getting to be more and more in the driver's seat over Israel, working together with the Arabs, who have Israel surrounded. Esau literally has Jacob surrounded and outnumbered dramatically. And so as the BRICS coalition comes together, and everybody with the petrodollar and NATO and the West, as that separation grows wider and wider and wider, then the thing that should become apparent is that Israel is left defenseless, or seemingly so. I mean, they got the Lord God. But it's the Lord God that comes in at the last second in the darkest hour to come in and make things right. So Israel, in the eyes of the world, is becoming more isolated. As nobody wants a dollar anymore. And America and Biden look so pathetic and weak. Then that is like the wolf seeing the sheep being exposed and licking his chops and going, hey, so that's Iran and those that are the enemies of Israel, believing that they're going, that they've got a greater chance of overcoming. God's chosen race, right here. It's almost empowering for evil. But remember, that's the way things are supposed to be. Like the Satanic Rebellion, the devil wouldn't have had the Satanic Rebellion unless he thought that he could win. He seems like he was deluded. He deluded himself. That's the way things stack up, and that's the way things appear just before God takes them down using their own craftiness against them. And Governor Abbott, he's a guy that I don't like very much. The border wall is under construction. Why is the border wall under construction? Because it's too late. He is the freaking commander of the illegal alien invasion. Talk about gaslighting, if you know what the truth is. So he's going to fill in the holes that Trump left open, according to him. We'll see how that goes. It sure looks good, doesn't it? It's like, man, look, why didn't he start doing this the day that Biden took office? Or even before? Why is he waiting now? 2023, why is he waiting so long? It's all a show, in my book. Then, shock video. A 12 and 15-year-old illegal alien foreign national smugglers launch stolen truck into... Check this out, down here. This looks like it's right out of a movie. Watch this. Chase scene right here. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. I might want to make... Am I going to be able to make it bigger? Yeah, in case you're wondering, they're chomping out the windshield to try to get the people out of there. But this is lawlessness, craziness that's happening right now. This is what it's like here in the United States. Angry trannies. This makes me kind of laugh. Angry trannies. Stage a transurrection. Oh, at Oklahoma State Capitol opposing GOP anti-sex change legislation. And back when I was growing up, we didn't have any crazy town stuff like this. And the idea, what we lived under in a Christian traditionalist environment was, what people do behind closed doors, you know, that's up between them and whatever. Just don't do it in front of the children, which at the time I was a kid. But these people it's not only out of the closet, it's out in the streets, and it's in our schools, and it's being paraded in front of our children at some point. And God-fearing, Bible-believing, gospel-believing Christians, it's our job to stand up and do something. So that's there are forces that are pulling in different directions, because on the one side, my recommendation is to stay the heck out of the way. To hunker down, work with like-minded people, and stay out of the way. This is the injustice agenda being rubbed in our faces here, and it's tempting to run out there and like George Washington in the Revolutionary War, to go out there and make a difference and to change the future. But because of the environment that we're in, Black Star is coming. This is part of the destruction. This is the lawlessness that's growing everywhere. And this is a third time that I've shared this with you, but it's worth sharing again. The trucks, semi-load trucks, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, are taking food and running them into the underground cities right now. That's what's happening. Then a chelator. This is a method for removing metals from your body. And so you could just Google it, and ascorbic acid and baking soda and blah, 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 blah. It's coming from Brenda. Unusual military activity right over my house. This is from the Southern Prepper guy. And that happens here. And low-flying helicopters and things. But the thing to realize is there's a lot of military bases, and the pilots and even the equipment, they have to log a number of hours. And so they're going to be, they try not to go over the neighborhoods and things like that, but sometimes they do. But that, because something's happens in all 50 states, it's because it doesn't mean something's imminent because they're flying over your particular house. I would expect that, that this type of activity is going to be happening everywhere when it, obviously, whenever China's getting ready to do what they're going to do, and our Navy carriers are taken down, and I would expect that there's going to be a whole lot of this kind of thing going on, but just because they're running drills, that's normal. So we don't need to be spooked over normal activity. More food resources being lost. New Zealand loses 75,000 chickens to a fire. It's becoming common, and it can be desensitizing. It happens. So, it's happening so much that pretty soon you get numb from what's going on all around us. But the food supply is being wiped out. At the same time, illegals are being filed in here to create more demand for diminishing resources. So they're intensifying the situation, and it makes Mad Max scenario happen sooner and with more. It'll be more intense. You know, just imagine whenever millions and millions and millions and millions of illegals that aren't supposed to be here, all of a sudden they run out of food too. That's going to create a lot of demand for the diminishing resources that much quicker. 44 million Americans are on the brink of eviction. They can't afford rental prices. I went and looked. One bedroom apartments going for $1,000 to $1,300. Two bedroom from $1,300 up to like $1,600. And the numbers are ridiculous. The numbers are so high, so high, so high. So if you have a mortgage that's fixed rate, that's not adjustable, that's not going up and up and up and up, then you're paying, you know, $500, $750, something like that, then you are in the driver's seat compared to the majority of Americans that are out there. And so many people are running and having they're losing their houses and they're having to run to rentals. That creates more demand, and that causes the price to go up. So this is a sign of societal collapse that's happening all around us. Eventually, the banks end up holding the bag, because eventually these people can't pay their rents. The people that are trying to make an investment, buying houses and renting houses, eventually the people in their houses cannot afford to pay their rent. And it takes months to get, 6 months, some places, to get people out that you're not collecting any rent. And then you lose your house. And who's holding the debt? The bank. Eventually the banks lose on all this, of what's happening. And then your money that's in the bank comes under threat, because if the banks, they have to come up with something. They have to either start taking money from depositors, or they have to collapse at some point. We're not that far along yet, but the idea is to identify that threat and create your contingency. Wait a minute.
The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has said that all options are available to the United States government and U.S. military at this point in time in order to work together with Israel to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. He highlighted four.
It's nothing anybody can do to stop Iran from having a nuclear weapon. They can buy a nuke on the black market like anybody else. They can get one from Russia like anybody else. Russia is hip deep in nukes. Nothing anybody can do to stop if that's what they want to do. They can put it in a van and they can drive it in and explode it if that's what they want to do. Nobody can stop them. It's impossible. The idea that they have to have the nuclear, their own nuclear material from their own nuclear plant and to create, that's not the way the real world works. But the important thing here is things are moving too quick. Can tell you by what you guys, just by what you guys are sending me, what's coming across my desk, the narratives, there's so many things happening at the same time, so much gaslighting happening right now. Just wait till after this uptick period starts and we're moving toward the black star. Things are going to pick up another notch, continue, everything's going to continue to go quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker till your head's spinning. That's part of the gaslighting, so that you give up.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you feel like things are starting to pick up quickly in geopolitics and things with the economy, things with the world at war, you are not alone.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Things are getting quicker and quicker and quicker. And that's the report that I have for you for today. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at terrell03.com. And I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.